ready to start the show!
In three.
We're ready to start.
Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show!
One, two, three.
Where's my snare? Where's my snare? Can you turn up my snare just a little bit?
Put some snare in your headphones.
Yeah, that feels better.
Is that better?
It's your boy, Nathan Nick K.
Yo.
Dropping a few beats, dropping a few rhymes. I will say about my good friend Nick K. He is an excellent rapper, and he is brilliant at freestyling. So we're going to play a little game right now.
Okay,
now it's the beginning of a podcast.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to freestyle that word.
Here we go.
Banana.
Banana, banana, I'm filled with trauma. I'm listening to Nathan talk about all his dramas.
What?
He's in the club alone. He's got crow's feet on his eyes.
Okay.
He's flirting with other guys. He's
what?
Got a drink in hand.
Stop with you.
He's not a
no,
man.
I don't like...
Little
what?
Boy.
Oh, jeez.
Playing with toys.
Stop.
That's good.
Pass it over to me now.
Okay,
then
ready,
say
word.
It's your boy Nathan.
Okay, your boy Nathan.
Yeah, yeah.
His word is clock.
Clock, clock. Whoa, we're gonna rock the party tonight. Cause the thing about me is when I see, I like to drop rhymes and beats everybody tonight. Make some noise, yeah, yeah.
Man, you missed a really good opportunity to rhyme dropping. You could have
dropping
said
rocks.
You're an MC.
Yeah.
Dropping rhymes like an MC.
Okay.
Could people see me?
We had a good show this morning. It was a lot of fun. People got involved and we read out messages.
I want to keep rapping.
And we talked into microphones. And now, Nick, you're going
to... Hey, I told a story about being locked out of my house and how I had to use three different neighbors to help me break in. And that was a lot of fun.
I told a story about my parents' marriage and why it might be falling apart.
Oh, I also told a story about my niece on a roller coaster.
Okay, man. Can you just press that space bar?
Okay, we're done here. Right.
Thank you.
Here's the podcast, everyone.
Shut up.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's cloudy. It's probably going to stay that way for most of the day as well.
It may be cloudy outside, but it is warm and it is cozy in the studio. You have a plate. You have 7 sausages on it. Producer Callum is nibbling on some bacon, and it's like being in a butcher's house.
I also think the aircon's broken again, so that's not helping.
I'm finding it nice and toasty.
Okay.
Now listen to this, Nick. Jerry Adams, friend of the show, he is publishing a cookbook, and it'll be out for Christmas. Going to contain a lot of hearty meals. The cookbook's name is The Negotiator's Cookbook.
Now, tell me this, because obviously I'm not from Ireland, so I'm just trying to put this all together, because in my head, this feels a little bit weird.
It is odd.
He's not traditionally known for his cooking, is he?
No. He used to be the president of Sinn Féin.
So what's he doing putting out a cookbook? Does he just enjoy...
He just wants a bit of money, and he sees a platform to do it. So we're going to do a little game right now, okay?
This is interesting.
Let's start the morning. Let's get that hamster wheel moving.
Oh, don't put too much pressure on me now.
We have to think of unusual celebrity merchandise.
Okay, so are we going to take a celeb and then pair them with something that they wouldn't normally be known for?
Not known for.
Okay, this sounds fun.
Do you want to start first or will I?
You go first.
Solange Knowles custom-made elevators.
Very good. Okay, Justin Bieber. He's going to release his own range of hair ties and bobbins.
I feel like you would.
What do you want? Maybe I've got... All right, I'll try better next time. Go on.
Post Malone scented candles. They smell of sweat and manure.
Damn, I feel like mine are shocking.
No, do yours again.
I don't want to do anymore.
No, come on.
Okay. Ed Sheeran is going to release YouTube tutorials on how to put flat packs together. Callum's sympathy.
Jay-Z elevator face pillows in case you get attacked.
I have one more and I don't think it's on topic either. Man, I'm really bummed on this.
Did do it.
Nathan O'Reilly is going to release a mixtape of breakup songs. That's good, yeah?
I don't like that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is Fully Charged, Graham and Nathan. Graham in Canada, actually. Nick Kay sitting in for the week.
A worthy replacement, Mr. Nick Kay.
Well, I don't know about that once you hear this audio I'm about to play. It's very embarrassing.
All right, do tell.
Okay, if you've just kind of flicked on the show and don't know what's going on, Nathan is a single man now.
Do we have to say it every day on the show? Is it written in our contracts that we have to inform the listener that I'm wildly alone and I'm back home living with my parents?
I wasn't going to mention all that, but yeah, like the boss keeps saying to me, like, make sure you people know what's going on. So, like, that's what I'm doing, right? So, you're now single. You've got a lot of extra free time.
Yeah.
And you've taken up some hobbies, one of which is you bought a keyboard from Germany.
Yeah. You very pricey.
Haven't played it yet.
Haven't played it, no.
You wanted me to teach you.
Yeah, you're my piano teacher.
I'm in no way qualified to do so. I started playing piano as a hobby about a year ago, and I'm just learning from YouTube. Everything I know is from YouTube. In no way am I qualified to teach you.
But you gave me the proposition yesterday. You said that you wanted to teach me how to play a song.
Well, because I just thought maybe I'd help you get off the ground. You bought the keyboard. Yeah. You want to learn. I'd give you a few tips. And then people rang in yesterday and suggested songs for you to learn.
The most popular song that we were being sent in was Akon, Mr. Lonely.
Very apt. So what I did yesterday was I went home to learn that song myself first. And then today you're going to come back to my place and I'll teach you.
It sounds good, but it is going to be challenging because I do have my right arm in a sling. So I'm going to just be learning how to play the keyboard with my left hand.
There's so many sad factors to this story.
So how did you get on yesterday?
I got some audio here. You want to have a listen?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is me yesterday teaching myself Mr. Lonely so that I could teach it today.
Can't wait.
All right, here we go. Piano Diaries. It's now 4 p.m. and I've realized that what I've already discovered how to play, that is basically it, on a loop. I don't know, maybe I can sing along to it. Maybe I can increase it by an octave with each time. Let's try that. Here we go. I don't even know the words to this. Let's try this. Oh, wait, this is not that. Sorry about that. That's embarrassing. Lonely, I'm so lonely.
Oh, God.
I'm lonely to go alone.
Oh, that's painful.
Mate, there's more. Let's keep going.
I think we can stop it now.
Nah, I want to finish.
Oh. I don't want to learn from you.
And so forth. I'm like Beyonce going up an octave at the end of that song she
does. I don't know if you're a qualified teacher.
Look, no, I'm not. I told you I wasn't.
So I'm going to go to your house after the show today and hopefully replicate that.
By the way, in case any piano players are listening, I'm intentionally doing that like one-handed because that's what Nathan's going to learn because he's in a sling. Also, the purpose of this is so that Friday you're going to perform this live at the Pier Street Dart Station. That's your dream.
That is my dream. That's why I got the keyboard in the first place.
So we're going to get your Dart Station ready today, okay? So
okay.
Come back tomorrow. You listening, come back tomorrow to see how Nathan got on.
Yeah.
Man, I think you'd be great. It's very easy.
Are we telling people to switch off now?
Stay with us now and also stay with us tomorrow.
We're here for a few more hours.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Tops of 18 degrees today. A lot of cloud around. Blue sky is poking through.
Can you see a blue sky out there?
If I look out this window, I see blue sky, but I also see grey clouds.
You're not even looking out the window. You're just looking into producer Callum's brown eyes.
They're dreamy. They forecast the weather.
Now, Nick, do you know that Graham and I, we do a sitcom called At Home with Graham and Nathan?
Do I ever?
Well, he's not here right now. It's fair to say he'll be back next week. But you look at long-running TV shows like The Simpsons or Friends, and they always do an episode where they play back some of the best clips. And we decided to do it in this week's episode, and Nick, you even make an appearance.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. We roll it.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
You're in my head, always, always.
G'day, mate, it's your Aussie neighbour, Nick Kay. Thought I'd pop over. I know you're lonely. Graham's away. I thought I'd come see how you are.
Oh, it's actually quite nice without him. Thanks anyway.
Is that Gavin James's new song? I absolutely love that. Wait, wasn't Gavin James your neighbour a few months back?
Here, let me take a penalty on you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, which one of you did that?
Multi-award-winning global superstar singer-songwriter Gavin James?
I'm really sorry, Gavin. That was me.
Don't worry. It's nice you're playing football with your grandfather.
I suppose he was. To be fair, we did keep breaking his windows every other day of the week, so he must have moved out. Who could that be now?
Hey guys, Nathan, I thought I'd pop over because I know Graham's away and everything and I don't want you to be lonely.
Oh, it's okay, Nick is...
Callum!
You bloody bush pig, how's it going, Struth? I didn't think I'd see you today.
A bit strange. I'm all right. Boys, do you remember when football was coming home? That was a good time, wasn't it? Guys, I was only talking to football the other day, and it's coming home. I wonder if it's aged much. Oh, great, that's football now.
Does he ever stop banging on about football coming home?
Nah, not really. Graham keeps telling him to go back to England, but I think that's a bit mean.
Oh, go back to England, Callum.
Oh, go back to England, Callum.
Oh, go back to England, Callum.
And another thing, it's our year at Euro 2020. Arise, Sir Gareth Southgate.
Oh, go back to England, Callum.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Well, well, well.
Don't look at me with those eyes.
Don't ever come into my house. My house, Mr. Nick Kay, and sing the Gotta Get It Wrong theme song.
Man, I'm part of the show now. I felt left
what
out.
What are you doing?
Ah, stop. A chance at 100 euro at the end of the week and bragging rights as well.
Aoife, how are you?
Very happy.
Are you happy because potentially you're going to have bragging rights for Gotta Get It Wrong, or are you happy about potentially winning 100 quid?
Bit of both, hopefully.
Or are you happy to hear Nathan's beautiful voice?
I think it's Nathan's beautiful voice.
Oh, you know how to make a 6'6" man blush in the morning.
Oh, God, you're very tall.
Yeah, he is very tall.
Now, Aoife, are you good at this game?
That's the confidence we like to hear.
I love confidence. I've read it somewhere in a book.
Hey,
I can be when I want to be.
Okay, well, look, Nick, explain the rules because I don't know what the hell we're doing.
Simple game. 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to go through a bunch of questions. You've got to get as many incorrect as possible. No repetition. Try not to take longer than a second. I'll try to watch my trigger happy buzzer
Please,
finger.
Please, Nick, behave yourself this morning.
And look, that's about all there is to know.
You have
it?
To beat Niamh, who got 10 yesterday. Yep. Do you think you can beat that, Aoife?
Hopefully.
I like you, Aoife. I like you a lot. You remind me of a middle-aged Shania Twain.
Wow.
I'm nowhere near middle-aged.
Oh, God. Nathan, you've insulted her.
Look, let's just continue on right now.
Here we go. 60 seconds. Let's do it.
What noise does a lizard make?
Oink, oink.
What noise does a golden Labrador make?
Meow.
What noise does a Cocker Spaniel make?
Bubble, bubble.
What's 34 minus 8?
27.
13 plus 15 is 18. True or false?
True.
What is Jason Derulo's job?
Footballer.
What is Flo Rida's job?
Actor.
Do your best Cardi B impression.
How's it going?
Do your best Kylie Jenner impression.
Alright, hon.
Sing a Nickelback song.
Sing a little star.
Who is the president of Ireland?
Donald Trump.
Speak French. Speak Spanish.
Bonjour.
What do you put in a kettle?
Onions.
What is a banoffee pie a type of?
Main course.
What colour traffic light do you drive through?
Red.
Name a Ryan Gosling film.
Shrek 2.
Name a Denzel Washington film.
Shrek the Third.
Name a Tom Hanks film.
Oh, that felt good to me. Do you know, two things happened there. One, I liked her, which she appeared like she wasn't confident, but then absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Oh, you're incredible.
The other thing was I didn't hit the buzzer once.
Yeah, that felt really good to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, Aoife, how did you find that?
It's tougher when you're on air, but I like all that kind of stuff. So.
I tell you were up for the challenge. You were a gladiator walking amongst the peasants in the Colosseum. I can tell you. You had to beat Niamh, who got 10. You came on this Wednesday hot, humid morning. And you got 18.
Oh.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough score to beat, let's be honest.
Unbelievable.
I'm delighted with that.
Well done, Aoife. I think you're going to have those bragging rights.
I think so, yeah. I was hoping for 16. I would be happy with 16, but 18 is good. I'm happy.
Knocked
now.
It out of the park this morning.
Hey, Aoife, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Have a great day, Aoife. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Can I throw an outrageous statement out there?
Go on.
I reckon I could get 25.
I only do 20 questions.
Can I try it this week at some point? I'd love to have a go at that.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, okay. I'll speak to management. Okay. I'll come to you. You don't come to me.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Brace yourself. We are giving Nikkei the platform to tell his story. Now, we were in the boss's office yesterday, and the boss listened to the entire story.
You're wasting time
and
here.
Said half it because it goes on too long. So producer Callum is actually timing you right now when you begin the story.
Start the clock. I locked myself out of the house the other day, leaving for work, right? Left the keys in the back of the front door and was like, do you know what? I'm late for work. Off I go to the bus because I'll deal with this when I come home. No one can get into the house anyway.
Okay.
Come home with Caroline as well, my wife. We get to the front of the house. I go to get in and she has a spare key. So I was like, no problem. Stick the key in the front door. Key won't work, obviously, because my key's in the back. Damn, what am I going to do? Neighbors are standing next door. They see what's going on. He jumps the fence. He's like, let me try and help you. Right? My keys have a lanyard hanging off the back of them. So I'm holding the mailbox flap open. He's got a stick trying to poke the lanyard so that it pulls it out of the back of the door.
Yeah.
Right? Eventually, our other neighbor on the other side, right, he sees what's going on. He's like, I'm a handyman. Let me come over and help you, right? So we now have two neighbors, three fully grown blokes standing at my front door. Looks like we're trying to break in. Eventually, we're able to pull the lanyard out the back of the door.
Great.
Fantastic. Try the key again. Why isn't it working? Look at the lanyard. The lanyard's come off, but it's ripped and the key is still in the back of the door. What are we going to do? One neighbor suggests we come into his house, go upstairs, out his bedroom window, and then jump over the back fence of my house.
Tom Cruise had a Mission Impossible.
It was wild, right? So I jumped the back fence, right? So now I've got three neighbors from both sides and myself in the backyard. Now, we've got to get through the back door, okay? So the back door, you've got to break down the lock, and then once you get that, there's a chain lock as well. So we get through the first lock, right? Second lock, the chain's on, so yeah. You literally have like 5 centimeters to stick your hand through, and he's got a screwdriver. Now, he's trying to unscrew with a screwdriver through this 5 centimeter gap to get this chain off the back door. All the while, the alarm is going off because the back door's open, right?
Oh, no.
So Caroline is on the phone to the alarm people saying, don't worry, it's just us trying to get in. We've locked ourselves in. So one of the neighbors finally takes the chain lock off with the screwdriver.
Yeah.
We get through. Now, we're in the house, right? But we can't get to the front door to turn off the alarm or open the front door because there's a middle door in the kitchen and that's locked from the other side as well.
Why are you locking so many doors?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's my OCD. So one of the neighbors jumps back over the fence to get like a paint scraper or something, comes back to the middle door, and he's now taking panes of glass off the middle door so that we can put our hand through, take the key, open it, turn the alarm off, open the front door.
He doesn't want to smash the glass.
Which I had a hammer. I was ready to smash that glass, right?
You carry that hammer everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So meanwhile, we now have two neighbors there. We now have a third neighbor who's heard the commotion. He comes down. He hears the alarm. He thinks there's a burglary going on. He sticks his head through the front at the front window. I say, man, it's all good. I live here just trying to, you know, get in and turn the alarm off. He's like, not to worry. I'm a locksmith. Disappears, comes back 5 seconds later, right? He paint scrapers his way through my front door, which we initially couldn't get into, right? Front door opens. Caroline comes in, turns off the alarm, opens the middle door. So now we have to fix all the locks. The locksmith, thank God, replaced the front lock.
Oh, what a nice man.
The guy from next door put the chain lock back on the back door and fixed the back door as well.
And the panes of glass.
He put the panes of glass back on.
Oh, well, look, we managed. That was a great story.
I think I did. Well done. What time did I do it in there?
3:21.
3:21. That's not bad.
9 minutes yesterday, sir.
So what we are talking about this morning, where have you been locked out of or locked in?
Now, that's an extreme example. We went to a lot of effort to get back in. And just in case anyone's out there as a career burglar, we've changed all the locks and the alarm system is in place. Let's play Siobhan's voice memo. Here we go.
Okay, so we got locked out of our house. Same thing. The key was in the back of the door. I got in a lot easier than you did. So the key that we had in our hand, we got a steel nail file and filed at the tip of the key, just bit by bit, kept trying it, kept filing. Popped the key in, turned the door and opened. Hey presto. A lot easier than breaking through locks.
Sounds like
very clever.
How does one discover tricks like that?
I don't know.
Aaron also sent us a message. Let's have a listen to this.
Morning, lads.
So it wasn't me that got locked in or out of something. It was my two-year-old son decided that I was washing my car. He was sitting inside the car, happened to lock it with the buttons while he was sitting inside. For ages trying to tell him the windows, I pressed the button, pressed the button, pressed the button. He kept pressing the one that was locking it, wouldn't press the one that needed to open it. In the end, I found out that I actually had the back or the boot you could really open from the back while he was still in the car, luckily enough. So I was able to open the boot. Had to find a way to actually push down the seats, which I found out at the end there is a like an armrest that you can push down. So I pushed that down, trying to get through there to open the door. My son's there laughing, slapping me in the head, having the crack, thinking it's something very funny that's happening. In the end, anyway, we were able to get the door open and get the keys off him. But I tell you, it's the last time I'll leave him in the car while I'm washing, that's for sure. Cheers, lads. Take it easy.
Oh, that's a hell of a story.
Something similar happened to you, didn't
similar it? Thing happened to me. I said it before on the show. I was 18 years of age. My dad asked me to help him with the food shop, bringing out of the car. I didn't want to help him, so I hid in the car. Then he did the shopping himself. He locked the car. I was there. I couldn't get out. I started to cry. Thankfully, there is an old woman walking by me. I started banging on the window. Help me, please help me get my dad.
Did you say you were 18?
Yeah, and then my dad came out and I had a big beard and he could see I was crying so much at the backseat of the car. Help me.
Did he let you out?
He did. But he was definitely disappointed in me.
Who wouldn't be? Yeah, we just got this voice note in. It's a very interesting story.
Hi, guys. I once got myself locked in between the double part of my front door and my porch door. Rushing for work one day, came out, armfuls of stuff, closed the front door, rooting around for my keys, realised my brother had gone to work previously and locked the front door and I don't have a key for it. So I was like, no problem, no problem. I'll just get my phone and ring my brother. He only works around the corner. Realised in my haste and my arm full of stuff, I left my phone on the hall table. So I had no phone, locked in between two panes of glass like an animal in the zoo. Had to bang on the window and get the attention of one of my neighbours and try and mout through the door to her my brother's number. She had to try and ring my brother, get my brother to come round. In the meantime, all the kids were going to school.
Oh, no.
So I had like all the neighbours like walking past the house, like pointing and looking at me and coming over to ask me, was I okay? It took my brother an hour and a half to get back to the house to unlock me from the porch. So don't feel bad, guys. It can happen to anybody.
I'd say the brother took his time on purpose. I wonder why she had to mouth the phone number to the neighbour. Like, was it soundproof glass?
It must have been. Poor Emma.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's do it. Let's try and give away that €1,000. Anton, how do you feel to play birthday bingo?
I'm really excited.
Oh, man, $1,000 could be all yours. Let's ask you, what date is your birthday?
It's today, the 8th of August.
Oh, happy birthday! Yeah, that's a great date.
Thank you.
All right, let's cross over to Nathan.
Anton, happy birthday. How are you going to spend the day?
In work, unfortunately.
Look, you're going to get something from us regardless as a birthday present, so hopefully, yeah.
€1,000, it's a lot of money. What would you spend it on?
Oh, God, I'd probably treat my family to a holiday because we haven't been away in quite a while. Use the money towards it anyway.
You are the nicest man in the world.
It's a huge call, Nathan.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to him for roughly around 50 seconds.
He sounds like a decent bloke.
I have a good judgment of people.
Okay, all right.
I thought I did.
All right.
Okay. You can choose from the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum, Anton, or the electronic bingo drum from China, and it's sponsored by Super Steo's Bouncy Castles.
Woohoo!
If the number one comes out of either drum, you'll win rental of their most popular castle, the Disco Dome.
Very fancy.
Wouldn't that be brilliant? But you could really treat your family like that. So which drum do you want to use this morning?
We'll go with the electrical one then.
Hey, we're going to go with the electronic one. Jackie also knows that my right arm is in a sling, so I appreciate it, brother. Here we go. The 8th of August. Best of luck.
You should see him with his T-Rex arms because he's in a sling holding this birthday bingo drum. It's quite funny. It's amusing. Have we got a number there?
Okay. We are looking for the 8th of August. You called him from work this morning?
I am, yeah. I'm just on my way in.
So there's no one around if it lands on the 8th to celebrate.
I can tell you. You're not going to believe me, Anton. On your birthday, this morning's date is... Two fat ladies, it's the 16th.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I'm gutted.
I don't think you understand what two fat ladies means. That's 88. All right, let's have a look at this prize sheet here, okay? On the, what did you say?
16th.
On the 16th. Oh, mate, you've got tickets to the Board Gash on the 12th of October. You're going to go see America's latest boy band. They're called Why Don't We?
Oh, lovely.
Oh, cool.
Happy days.
Thanks so much.
No worries, man. Happy birthday. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
The nicest man in the world.
Wow.
Anton, ladies and gentlemen.
See you later, Anton.
See you, guys. Thank you.
See you, man. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
I have a very interesting news story that I would like to share with you.
Please do.
A 75-year-old Indian man who lives in England, Derby to be exact, he has grown a giant cucumber, possibly the world's largest ever cucumber.
Cucumbers are quite big anyway, like
51 inches.
Wow, that is enormous.
Massive. Now, he says the cucumber has grown so big because he has fed it water, a little bit of food, and he has prayed beside the cucumber 3 hours a day.
Jeez, that's a lot of dedication to growing cucumbers.
So I have given that story.
Yeah.
And now I want to throw it over to you. Where do you stand with cucumbers?
I actually have a great affiliation with cucumbers.
Oh, set the scene.
Man, let me take you to Greece, okay? Here we go. Off to Greece.
Wow, that is horrible to listen to.
No, don't insult my traditional...
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
My family are Greek.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a traditional sauce from Greece. It's called tzatziki, right?
Tzatziki,
right?
Okay.
TZ, right?
Silent T.
Tzatziki, right? It's made with Greek yogurt and it's got cucumber in it. It's very fresh, very tasty. It got a lot of garlic, your breath smells afterwards, but it goes great with lamb.
Oh, lovely.
And I very much enjoy the sauce. Very hard to get any tzatziki here in this country, but I found a few places.
Where?
There was actually a Greek place in Drumcondra called Eat Greek, and now it's closed.
Other Drumcondra places are available.
I'm absolutely devastated it's closed, but it was great. And, I've made some tzatziki in my time. I was, if you ever need a good recipe, hit me up on Instagram. I'll give that to you. It involves cucumber. That's my history of cucumber. Did you like that?
Thank you very much, Nick.
Come back to the normal place. There we go.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Is that your story? Yeah. Okay, we'll get out of that then. Where were you?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I was in England over the weekend with a bunch of friends, load of kids, me and Caroline. We're almost about to be parents. She's pregnant. We've got about 2 months left until my baby comes
along.
So
proud of you.
Man, I'm absolutely terrified, but it's cool. We're excited about it. And we had our nieces and like loads of kids with us as well. And we're in Alton Towers. Theme park in the UK, a lot of fun. One of the days, one of my nieces was, we were going on loads of kids' rides and stuff, and like you're just looking at this roller coaster all day. And us as adults, me and some of the other fellas, we were like, definitely going on that later.
We're gonna end on that.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
One of my nieces, she was very much liking the fact that she was gonna go on it. Now, she's young, she'd be like 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, way too young.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was of the right height restriction, so. I mean, that's fine. But so it's safe and everything. But she was very much like, I want to go on it. And I was in my head, I'm like,
Well, what do you do?
You say that, but I think you'll be scared.
Yeah.
So I'm humoring her. For a long time, I was like, you won't like it. All that sort of stuff. Anyway, eventually she convinced me. She was like, let's do it. Let's go. And I was like, fine. And we went and we lined up. And the whole time we're in the queue, I was very much like, practicing to be a dad. I was like, are you sure you're okay? Like, you don't have to come on here. It's a little bit scary. It's going to go fast. It might go upside down.
Nice parenthood there.
Yeah. And she was like, she was very much like, shut up. What are you talking about? This is going to be amazing. I'm going to have a great time. Anyway, we finally get into the roller. We're seated in the roller coaster. And the roller coaster, you know, before the roller coaster kicks off, there's always that really big upward ramp.
Yeah.
Takes like a minute and it's like building suspense and you're going up, 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 up. So we're in the cart and we're going up and it's at this moment and she's still psyched. She's like, yay, let's do this. Woo, it's going to be amazing, right? I reach over and I grab her hand and I said, listen, I know you're excited, and I know you're very, this is really exciting for you. Nothing bad can happen. Just hold my hand. In a few seconds, we're going to go over that little hill there, and everything's going to be fine. Okay, nothing can happen to you. You're safe. You've got the harness on.
Yeah,
holding your hand. Everything's going
to
be fine.
I'm about to hear a butt here. What happened?
She's like, shut up. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I've got her hand, and she's like, heard my prep story. We go over the little mound, and that big, smiley, excited head turns into like a terrified cry, streaming down her face. And like literally the whole ride was, get me off, get me off, get me off.
What were you doing?
Man, I was in hysterics, right? But it's... I gave her the prep talk. It was fine. You know when you get off and you go to the camera booth?
Yeah.
You see like the photos. I'll never forget the picture was, it was her face and she was like, tears streaming down her face, big screaming down her, and me, I'm there like crying, laughing.
Yeah, you're going to be a hell of a father.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I just need some advice, okay? So obviously I'm back home living with my parents and my arm is in a sling. I'm going to actually find out tomorrow if I need surgery on it.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be annoying. But I dislocated my shoulder the other week, so my arm's in a sling. My parents are arguing about it. Mainly because whenever I'm sitting downstairs, my dad, for some reason, now he doesn't mean to do this, he keeps saying it, but he keeps hitting me in the shoulder. And I keep going, Dad, stop. And he goes, oh, sorry, I forgot. And then my mum goes, Dermot, Dermot, leave his shoulder alone. And then they start bickering with one another. So it's kind of my fault because every time I'm sitting there with my sling, I don't know, it's like my dad is a bear and my shoulder is honey and he just keeps wanting to hit it.
I think that's quite funny. Why do you think that he's so attracted
to touching
why. Your shoulder?
I really don't know why. Like if he's telling me a story, he'll end by going like, on my shoulder. And I'm like, Dad, stop. My shoulder's really sore. And then that's when my parents bicker and then I slowly just walk out into the back garden so I don't have to hear it.
Yeah, just cover your ears and sing la 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 la.
What should I do,
man? It can
man?
Be quite traumatising for a young
advice?
Boy to hear his parents.
Yeah, young boy, very young.
So why, I don't think they should be bickering that much. I have a few suggestions.
Yeah, I can see, you're like a therapist over there.
Yeah, okay, so I have a few suggestions as how you can stop your parents fighting.
How many suggestions?
Three. Most of them, the first one involves you just getting out of their way. You can come and stay at my place if you want, but
not going to happen. I plan to live there for 6 years. Go on.
Okay.
Second one?
Second one, you could wear hi-vis around the house.
Oh, right.
That way you'd stand out. Your dad would see the hi-vis and he might remember as he's going to hit your shoulder that, I can't do that.
So I should dress as a cyclist, maybe even wear a helmet and have a flashing light. So whenever he talks to me,
yep.
There's a red flashing light staring into his face.
Exactly.
Maybe he needs to make a noise as well.
The third and final suggestion I have, which now this is a bit extreme, but it's worst case scenario, if everything else doesn't work. You could put one of them shockers on your shoulder.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's kind of like the way you train a dog sometimes. So every time he touches your shoulder, he gets reprimanded by the shocker and then he'll learn very quickly not to touch your shoulder.
Oh, that could be very good.
Yeah.
So I might actually go for that.
Yep.
You know, like an electric fence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I might just wrap it around my shoulder.
And just see how long it takes him to figure out that he can't be touching your shoulder.
I feel like I should invoice you for that.
Mate, I'll charge you after the show.
Wait, no, you should invoice me.
No, send it over to my email address. You've got that, don't you?
Oh, no.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's time to choose the news.
Do you really hate doing this? Like, you really stress out doing this.
Like, I'm trying to give off a positive vibe on the air, but behind the scenes, it's coming up with the headlines that are clever, creative puns that gets me, because Graham's so good at it.
Can we be completely honest?
No.
You didn't actually come up with this morning's headlines.
Yeah.
You passed it over to producer Callum because you were stressing out so much.
He said, why are you so stressed about it? And I said, well, you come up with the headlines. And he said, all right. And
you got very angry.
He's done a good job, to be honest.
I didn't think you had to pour over a piping hot glass of coffee over his head when you said that, but
is
maybe,
that not how you treat producers?
Maybe
no,
you need to
not.
Get your point across.
Sorry, Callum.
Okay,
that.
Let's hear the headlines.
Appreciate the headlines. All right, first headline, 50 Shades of Ghost.
Oh, that's a winner for me. Go on, though.
Okay. Ready, Steady, Jerry.
Interesting.
And the last one I've been told to say like this, whale, whale, whale.
I really don't like that.
No, me either.
No, I'm going to go with the first one.
All right, 50 Shades of Ghosts. Right, so there's a thing called a Amethyst Realm. I think I'm saying that right.
Wow, Amethyst Realm. That's hard to
say. It became a household name in Australia last year when she claimed that she had slept with 15 ghosts since breaking up with her fiancé of 12 years.
Good God.
There are some people around the world that are coming out saying that they like to be intimate with ghosts and that's a thing. There's a new girl who has come out recently, and she was on the
morning show with Philip Schofield, Holly Willoughby.
Wait,
do you have a clip? Do you?
I have audio. Well,
wouldn't it be bad if I'd chosen the other news stories? Go ahead, though.
Yeah, well, it started off just as an energy, and then it became, I guess, maybe as I got used to it, it became more physical, and I started to feel like pressure on my thighs and on my arms, as well as the breath in the back of the neck. And it just always felt safe. And
so then you decided that you would take it to the next level, and you dressed in a very sexy negligee, and you went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
And what happened?
I waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me.
And what happened?
Well, you can guess what happened.
Wow.
I love that
I might look into that.
Yeah, man, you've got to try anything at this stage.
Yeah, you have a wife, you have a house, you're going to be having a kid soon. I'm just going to be dating a ghost.
In your sling. All right. Hey, thanks for choosing the news, man.
Hey, thanks for making me feel great about myself. Worries.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.